This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. It's monsoon season in the borderlands of southern Arizona, the season of magnificent clouds. Sometimes during the day, there are these numerous fluffy clouds filling a blue sky, cumulus clouds. And later in the afternoon, a lot of times immense clouds form with flat bottoms but huge billowing tops. In the distance, you can see lightning blinking in those cumulonimbus clouds. Closer, you know, you can see the nearby bolts coming out of them. And when they get close, I start counting the seconds between bolts and thunder, deciding when to go indoors. And 10 seconds is close enough. And then I move indoors. The monsoon season is a season of optimism, you know. We're gonna get some rain. But at our home, near the banks of the Ojolote, optimism is waning, and I have spent a few weeks writing down our rainfall in these increments, 0.03, 0.01, 0.05. Wow, another 0.03. Sometimes these 100ths are in a row, I mean, day after day. Pretty cool, you know, sprinkled one this day, sprinkled the next day. Other times, there are days in between. I wonder if teardrops count as monsoon moisture, I mutter, as I take our gauge off its railroad tie post to read the day's calibrations. Ironically, the creek, the Ojolote, has flash flooded. 4 or 5 inches of rain fell in the mountains above our place, and within hours, muddy, debris-filled water came downstream, and we could hear it coming, washing and tumbling through the creek channels. And as it subsided a day or two later, toads called from isolated and calm pools. But listen, in the monsoon, rain may not have fallen at home, but it's fallen somewhere, you know, like where those distant cumulonimbus clouds were flashing. So it happens one day, I was in Bisbee, Arizona. It was a hot monsoon day, hot and midweek, so only Bisbeeites were going about their business. Bisbee had gotten some rain, and a friend of mine in Warren, a wonderful community near old Bisbee, my friend Matt reminded me that there were some cool plants responding to moisture up on the limestone slopes above that wonderful community of Warren. So I made time to go to those rocky slopes above Warren. And that's where I came across some stands of a plant called Mala Mujer, or Nadosculus angustidens, a 2-foot-tall, rich green perennial covered in stinging hairs. Oh, yeah. And they were blooming white flowers. They're not petals on these white flowers. These are calyxes, petaloid calyxes. And they're at the end of branches. And they're monoecious. So you got these male flowers on a cyme at the end of a branch, a cyme at this cluster of flowers, and female flowers on a different cyme, a cluster at the end of another branch. And those staminate and pistillate flowers have some very cool stamens and pistils. These arrangements are so wild. But it's those stinging hairs that cover the leaves, the stems, the seed capsules. They're so cool. Stinging hairs from conspicuous white pustulate bases. That's what my Arizona flora says. Yeah, and they do sting. Can you say ouch? And can you say cool? The genus Nadosculus is from 2 Greek words combining nettle and thistle. Angustidens from 2 Latin words meaning narrow and teeth. And I'm sure that's referring to the toothy, the narrow-toothed leaves that look like sort of like maple leaves except covered and stinging hairs. A beautiful plant in the spurge family, Euphorbiaceae. Even the old Arizona florist says, it's a handsome plant. And it's so cool. And it's just what an empty rain gauge and rain-deprived dude needed on a hot monsoon day. Reminding me, the desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.